Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 25, where we hear again our Lord's words. And while they, that is the foolish virgins, were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior, my dear fellow saints, after All Saints' Day, the church year begins to wind down, with an emphasis on the return of the Lord Jesus in glory and judgment. With the events of the past week, we so need this. For having heard about our certain future with the saints of all the ages, today our Lord Jesus tells us about the time of the end, when he will return and usher his saints into the eternal wedding feast. And because he loves us, he sounds the alarm. Be ready! And wake up! And yes, it is an alarm. Every bit as much as your alarm clock tells you to get up. But in the case of our Lord, it's an alarm we dare not ignore or try to delay by hitting the snooze button. For the time is near for our Lord to return in glory and judgment, and he wants us always to be ready, to always be prepared. So Jesus also tells us, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. But watching and waiting are hard, especially when we don't have a date and time. We're often impatient. We're easily distracted. Like the virgins in Jesus' parable, we become drowsy and fall asleep waiting for the bridegroom to appear. But rest assured, dear Christians, Jesus is coming back like a bridegroom coming to receive his bride, the church, and take her home with him. So it's important to be ready and to wake up. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. And when Jesus does return, will we be found to be wise or foolish? Will we have oil for our lamps? Or will we run out and be absent when he appears? Will we be received into the wedding hall? Or will we be forever shut out, unable to get in? These questions are of eternal importance. And yet, what's the key to understanding Jesus' parable? Who are the foolish virgins that didn't bring oil? Who are the wise who did? And why didn't the wise share their oil with the foolish ones? What are the consequences of not having oil? What is the key to all this? What is the key to the joy that the day of Christ's coming should bring? And the answer is faith in Christ. Faith in the Savior. That's the whole point of why the five wise virgins couldn't share their oil with the five foolish ones. Faith in Christ is something that God longs to give to each and every person in the world so that they might escape the destruction that is coming. And only God can give that faith. And likewise, no one can believe for anyone else. On that day, my faith won't help you, and your faith can't help me. Each must receive the gift of faith for himself. So the five foolish ones with the lamps going out did not have the faith that made it through to the end. They thought good enough was good enough. But it never is. God wants you to have faith through to the end. Faith which He supplies. For such faith is not your possession. Like the widow at Zarephath, whose flour and oil didn't run out, faith is constantly supplied by the Holy Spirit, working through the Word of God and the sacraments. That means that you live your whole life at the receiving end of God's giving. People loved by God. I can't say anything more important to you than this. You can't keep your faith going on your own. It never was something that you came up with on your own, and it won't last in you by an effort of your will and your trying. Only God's Word can give you faith in the first place. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ. Only God's Word can keep your faith alive and burning bright until that joyful day arrives, so that you will be ready to enter with Christ into the marriage feast of the Lamb. St. Paul told the Thessalonians, "For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live in Him." That holds for each of you. After all, there is not one soul for whom God's Son did not shed His blood. There is not one human life whose sins were not atoned for on Golgotha's cross. There is not one human being whose death was not destroyed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For that reason, you are not destined for wrath. You are destined for life with Christ. And the key to your faith staying alive and growing ever stronger, ever brighter, in the growing gloom and darkness, is to let Him be pouring that faith into you as you give your ear to His promises, and let Him even pour His body and blood down your throat as the guarantee that His life triumphs over all your sin and your death. That's why the divine service is so very important. It is where and how God fills your reservoir with holy oil so that you can celebrate the arrival of the bridegroom when he comes, no matter when that is. That's why it's important that you not doze off during the divine service. No, I'm not talking about physically nodding off, though that could be a symptom of spiritual slumber. What I'm talking about is the danger of simply going through the motions and snoozing through what's happening through the liturgy. the bridegroom comes and his words read and proclaimed. He comes right here to give us a foretaste of his eternal wedding feast. What an amazing thing. Heaven, right here on earth. The Son of God is right here in our midst to fill our oil reserves from his overflowing gift of forgiveness. Dear Christians, now is the time to wake up and fill the oil. This is God's divine filling station. This is where he gives you all the oil you need. For this is where he pours out his Holy Spirit upon you to fill you with an overflowing faith. Faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. Faith in the bridegroom who by his bloody death on the cross makes you his pure, unspotted bride. Faith in the Lord Jesus who rose victorious to give you life with God both now and into eternity. Faith that Jesus is most certainly coming back to take you to be with him forever. So be filled with God's holy oil, so that when the bridegroom comes again, you won't be among those out chasing after the sales and the merchandise. When the bridegroom comes in his gospel and sacraments, don't be hypnotized by the world's worship at the shopping mall, entertainment center, or athletic stadium or arena. Instead, be found ever awake and watchful, so you will welcome Jesus and be brought into the great wedding feast of heaven. Yes, it is time to wake up, dear Christians, and fill your lamps with oil. Our Lord Jesus has given us his gifts of forgiveness and life and salvation, won for us by his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. He wakes us with a call to repentance and faith, to turn from our sins and to trust in him and his forgiveness. He bids us to bask in his loving presence and feast upon him, the very bread of life. It's really the only way to stay awake and fend off the boredom of a long watch. It's the only way to fill your flasks with oil. It's time to wake up and watch for the bridegroom, our Lord Jesus, to come again. To him be all the glory, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.